1916, 100 years ago, Ireland. Yeats and O'Casey captured the fervor of a nation, standing up once again to tyrants and declaring to the world their independence. Patriots proclaimed it.
To the people of Ireland, Irish men and Irish women, in the name of God and of the dead generations from which she receives her old tradition of nationhood, Ireland, through us, summons her children to her flag and strikes for her freedom.
The Irish Revolution was thousands of years in the making. The patriots slain in Dublin that Easter Monday in the GPO, and those later executed, were certainly not the first to die for Ireland, nor would they be the last. But their intrepid spirit forever changed our nation.
We declare the right of the people of Ireland to the ownership of Ireland and to the unfettered control of Irish destinies to be sovereign and indefeasible. The long usurpation of that right by a foreign people and government has not extinguished the right, nor can it ever be extinguished except by the destruction of the Irish people. In every generation, the Irish people have asserted their right to national freedom and sovereignty. Six times during the past 300 years, they have asserted it in arms. Standing on that fundamental right and again asserting it in arms in the face of the world, we hereby proclaim the Irish Republic as a sovereign, independent state. And we pledge our lives and the lives of our comrades in arms to the cause of its freedom, of its welfare, and of its exaltation among the nations.
The rebels were small in number, young and inexperienced in battle, but their mettle was endowed by an old ally.
We place the cause of the Irish Republic under the protection of the Most High God, whose blessing we invoke upon our arms. And we pray that no one who serves that cause will dishonor it by cowardice, inhumanity, or rapine. In this supreme hour, the Irish nation must, by its valor and discipline, and by the readiness of its children to sacrifice themselves for the common good, prove itself worthy of the august destiny to which it is called. Signed on behalf of the Provisional Government, Thomas J. Clark, Sean McDermott, Thomas McDonough, P. H. Pierce, Eamon Piant, James Connolly, Joseph Plunkett.
Hibernian Transmedia NFP and I Am Ireland with Paddy Holman present Today in 1916, a once-a-month special report on the historical events in and around the Irish Revolution. June 1916. Paddy, a lot happening now is all repercussions of the Rising. I know that Tom Clark's widow was assigned by him to be the official keeper of the flame, and she sent out a communique that said that that was only the first blow.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. And you know, sending it out that this is only the beginning and not the end. But again, you know, Clark looking to Menonahairn, the women of Ireland, as the, you know, the real movers and shakers in the background. And, you know, the role of women in the 1916 Rising cannot be underestimated. I was at the Clanagail dinner there not too long ago. At the Irish Heritage Centre, and it was a great source of pride to see all the women. They had brought out their murals of the different people that were involved, and one of them in particular, there was a lady called Rosie Hackett, and Mark Hackett, the barman.
Oh, Mark,
that's
sure.
That's his great grand aunt.
Really?
Is it unbelievable?
He's from Drogheda.
Yeah, Drogheda, yeah. So, you know, just this, I mean, this is the connection, and the women were like the people who were communicating the messages. So they were on the bikes, they were cycling around, they were, you know, taking on a lot of incredibly important roles, again, all for Ireland. This is all for Ireland.
They were definitely partners in the revolution. It even says in the proclamation, men and women of Ireland. That's all we have time for today on Today in 1916. We encourage you to learn more about your history and heritage, particularly during the centennial year. Tune in next month for more historical facts on Today in 1916. And for an entertaining look at the story of Ireland and song through history, you should definitely see Patty Homan's terrific one-man show, I Am Ireland.
You've been listening to Today in 1916, presented by Hibernian Transmedia NFP and the I Am Ireland show with Patty Homan. Funding for this program was provided by Hibernian Transmedia NFP and the Ireland 2016 Global and Diaspora Fund through the Consulate General of Ireland, Chicago. For more info, please visit hiberniantransmedia.org.
I dreamt I yet might see our fetters rend in twain, and Ireland long a province be, a nation once again.